structures. There's no kitchens in any of these or in the cottages that we'll look at. And there's some drawings over here on the right of what those buildings will look like. And then moving on to the cottage units. Here's the floor plan for the cottage units. Each one has a lockout. There's not a kitchen included in either the main unit or the lockout. And then some renderings of those structures. And this is a breakdown of the overall height measured from natural grade. Again, everything is under 35 feet. And a closer view of that, actually. Here's a site profile showing natural grade, this dotted line here, and then the dashed line shows a parallel of 35 feet to that. You can see how the structure fits completely within that 35-foot building area. Some of the views from really kind of the off the property, close to the boundary line of the property, showing what it will look like from neighboring properties. And on site, looking at the main structure, this is the event center up here. And then looking towards the main entryway as you drive up to the structure. And this perspective is about where the public trail is that just got paved recently at the corner of the Lacey Lane Estates. So this would be looking towards the northwest. And then this is a view on top of one of the craters to the north. This is the breakdown of all of the parking requirements based off the master plan, so we won't go over that in detail, but we do have that. And we do have, this was the original landscaping plan, which was not very detailed. We now have a much more detailed landscaping plan for phase two. Breaks everything down. There's very minimal irrigation on site. Historically, this property has not been irrigated. And so in phase two, there's about just under 3 acres that's actually irrigated. Trying to use that natural landscape on site and keep it true to what it's always been in that area. And again, we have some more detail regarding the landscaping. And this is difficult to see, but this is the entry corridor coming in from Bergie Lane. Public trail will be again on this west side. And we're looking at doing possibly a raised crosswalk along Bergie Lane, slow down traffic, but make it safe for pedestrians to use the trail from Bergie Hill Park as you head south and into Omniale. So that'll be a nice transition for pedestrians. Water Advisory Board reviewed this back in 2022, and they recommended that 88.35 acre feet is dedicated for phase two. That covers all of the culinary connections, and then also the outside irrigation for phase two.
Seems like an awful lot of water for outside irrigation if there's only 3 acres that are going to be irrigated.
Yes, that has been looked at closely by the Water Board, that calculation.
But that's not just outdoor water.
No, that's all the culinary. This is by far, most of the water goes towards culinary connections on this project in a big way. So really outside irrigation is probably around, I want to say under 12 acre feet is what would be supplied for that outside irrigation. Overall, for both phases, we're at 124.85 acres.
And did I read that there was a slight increase in the overall water needs? The board recalculated?
There was an increase at one point in time, and that's been covered.
Okay.
They have an outside, they've got a water feature in phase one that was added, and so we increased the water calculations for that water feature.
Okay.
So we have some possible findings for the Planning Commission to consider in a motion. The first one is a proposal will benefit the city financially by creating a greater tax base. This helps us not only with the resort tax, which is about a fifth of our budget, but it will help with the tax, with the sales tax and then residual sales tax from clients or visitors to the resort going to restaurants on Main Street. process to comply with the resort tax requirements. The city's been pretty clear that we don't want to expand the resort areas or nightly rental areas. But the areas where we do have resort or nightly rentals, we want those to be used so it benefits everybody in town. The public trail system in the development will benefit the entire community by creating public trails across the property. It'll connect to Midway's existing trail network. So there's quite a bit of linear feet that have been created trail-wise. I mentioned the trail running north and south through the resort. Then there's the east-west trail that was paid for across Lacy Lane Estates. And I didn't mention before, but also the developer paid for the River Road Trail that fronts just across from the dairy. And then the last item, amenities will be created that will be accessible year-round, which will invite more tourists to visit the resort in all seasons. And there are no recommended conditions for this. So happy to take any questions that the Planning Commission has. Also, the applicant, Chuck Heath, is here. Any questions for you?
Hey, Michael, I have a question. If you could go back one slide, please. On bullet number one, do we know relative to other projects what the benefit to the city will be?
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck. I think there was analysis done at one point in time. There definitely is a benefit. As for the exact dollar figure, unless you've got a number for that, I don't have an exact number.
In terms of tax valuation, possibly?
Yeah.
That would be well in excess of $100 million.
So.
And how does that compare with some of the other
resorts?
Do
yeah,
we?
I think size-wise, this is comparable. Number of hotel rooms is pretty comparable to what we're looking at with the homestead. So Zermatt has more hotel rooms, that's for sure. And those two resorts do have a huge financial impact on us. Brad just left, and Brad is our financial officer. He'd be able to answer those questions.
Okay, I'll reach out to him, sir.
So
thanks.
It's important to look at the impact it has on us. As for us basing an approval on that impact, it's really not something we can consider, but we do know it's possible.
Okay.
I just had a question. Is the House of Enlightenment and the Presidential Suite refer to the same structure, or are there two separate buildings?
It's the same structure.
It's the same,
initially,
okay.
It was the Presidential Suite, and then it switched over name-wise.
Okay, thank you.
Do you think there's an event coming up this summer regarding?
Yes,
let Chuck talk
about that. There's an event in late July that Mr. Booker will be here.
Other questions for Michael? Okay. Well, in that case, does someone want to make a motion?
Make a motion that we recommend to the county council, sorry, the city council, an approval from Midway Mountain Spa LLC for final application of phase two of the Ameali Resort on 28.87 acres. The final plan includes 23 cottage units, 80 hotel units, and the Chopper House of Enlightenment, and the well-being center, which includes restaurant, spa, event center, etc. The property is located on approximately 800 north, 200 east, and is in the resort zone. And I accept the staff findings with no conditions.
Great. We have a motion to recommend approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
Travis gave us a second. Any discussion on the motion? All right, let's start voting with Andrew.
Yay.
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 Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries.
Yay, aye, yes. C.
And we're on to item three on our agenda. Midway City is proposing an amendment to the city's land use map. The proposal is to extend the Midway growth boundary, which would allow potential annexation of the area into Midway. The expansion area would generally follow the east bank of the Provo River into the Northfields from State Route 113 to the River Meadows Ranch area. The proposed extension boundary may also include areas south of State Route 113 along the east side of the Provo River south to to the Casperville Road area. Michael?
All right, thank you. So tonight's agenda item is really kind of very preliminary. This is a large item, and we want to make sure good information is that it gets out to everybody regarding this. A little bit of history on this is, as we went through our general plan amendment over about a year and a half period, about 2 years ago, one of the items that came out of reviewing the general plan was possibly extending our growth boundary beyond what it currently is on our zoning map. And there's a number of reasons why the city would consider extending that growth boundary. I do want to emphasize, by extending the growth boundary, it allows the city to consider petitions for annexation. In no way does it force anybody to annex into the city. Really, you need a petitioner or a landowner to petition the city to become part of the city. In very rare cases, smaller parcels might be brought into the city with a larger annexation petition, and that's outlined in state code how that would happen. But almost in every case, you would have a willing landowner want to join the city. And so I think one thing that is maybe difficult for some to understand without knowing the process is just by extending our boundary, nothing really changes for these properties. They remain in the county. They have the same property rights they've always had in the county. And they just have the option to petition for annexation if they can meet all the requirements. And it also, there's some other added benefits that I'll discuss, including trying to preserve open space areas. So we'll go through all of that. Get familiar with our zoning map. This is the land use map that's been adopted by the city. A couple of things with this is we have a red boundary, which is the actual city limits. And then we have this yellow dashed line. And within the yellow dashed line and the red line, there's colored areas. Those are areas that potentially could be annexed into the city. The city council can consider annexation unless it is in that yellow dashed line. So what we'd be looking at is actually extending the yellow dashed line out further. So here's a closer view. You can see, for instance, as you see the colored area, that area is not in the city limits, but there is a red line that borders it. Potentially, that area could be annexed in the city if the property owner petitions for annexation. So this would be looking at extending the yellow dashed line farther to the east. In our general plan, we look to the general plan whenever a legislative action is to be taken, whether it's discretion by the city council and planning commission. What was the language that was adopted into the general plan talks about considering extending the growth boundary. So highlighted, and this is found in our land area and annexation of, section of the general plan, and I'll just read the highlighted area. It says, Midway should consider increasing its growth boundary, including areas adjacent to the North Fields and the area along River Road to the Highway 40 intersection. That just plants the seed for us to consider this as we move forward for the Planning Commission and City Council to consider the possibility of this happening. So some of the reasons why the city might consider adjusting this boundary. So the first is the current open space bond can only be considered in areas that are located within Midway's growth boundary area. By including more land in the growth boundary, Midway can consider contributing funding to those areas which support goals in the general plan, such as securing more open areas between Midway and surrounding communities. Including these areas in the growth boundary could help Midway reach this goal. Midway has considered a second open space bond, and if the language for that bond is the same as for the first bond, extending the growth boundary would make it possible for the city to consider more property for preservation than is currently possible. So our current bond allows us only to consider contributing funds towards area within our annexation declaration. Where city council is considering a second bond for open space. We're very successful with the first bond. And we also, the city wants to help preserve property in the North Fields, possibly the South Fields. Right now we're unable to do that with the current language that we've got. So extending the boundary would help us to be able to contribute funds in those areas. So that's one thing to consider.
So if the language in a new bond were changed to allow funds to be used in areas that aren't in our growth boundary but are in the North Fields, for example, could that be done?
That's a possibility.